Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July 28th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property. The Alex Spicer hour, last hour, was incredible. Professional social media expert, he has his own talk show as well. The Alex Spicer Show, a moral and religious perspective is what he brings to the table. AlexSpicer.com, doing a phenomenal job. By the way, his day job is to be the voice, eyes, and ears of a client across various social platforms to properly engage with and grow an audience. Great stuff. We talked about the appeals court stunner. Yes, the Colorado courts say you can force someone to act against their beliefs by government edict mandate. The 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals out of control, folks. The Department of Justice declares the COVID-19 vaccines can be forced. Mandates are legal, they claim. Yes, your employer can require you to get a vaccination. The Department of Veterans Affairs in California and New York City have already said most, if not all, of their employees will be forced to get vaccinated. Washington Post will require all employees to get vaccines. Katie Robinson with that piece. China mocks America's right to bear arms. Three Senate Republicans calling Supreme Court in a brief 33-page saying we got to get rid of Roe versus Wade. GOP to form its own January 6th commission to look into what's going on because they don't trust the Democrat one. So partisan, so divided on every topic under the sun. Senator Barbara Boxer robbed in California. What a sad day that is. Our prayers are that Barbara's okay. We're not defending Barbara that we agree with her political views at all. I'm just saying, you know what? She deserves to be treated with civility. The fact that she was robbed, and I think that's horrible. Our prayers are for her safety. I hope they catch the robbers and stop these thugs. I hope they get the fullest extent of the law prosecuted against them for their abuses. Okay, just because I politically disagree with somebody, that doesn't mean that I wish ill on them. So our prayers are with former Senator Barbara Boxer. We also talked about right at the end of the hour, good news, Hillsdale College launches 1776 curriculum promoting honest history in K-12 classrooms. Good for them for doing it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we had an interesting interview. Guy's name is Joshua. What is it, Berkland or whatever you say? I don't know how to say his name here. But anyway, Joshua was with us at Freedom Fest. Incredible article about the abuse people experience. Sex trafficking, sex abuse, literally everywhere in our society. Promoted by elites everywhere. Why isn't it stopped? Politicians involved, the list goes on and on. Here's the interview. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live reporting at freedomfest.com. Joshua Berkland with me. He is a board member of a group called youaremylightfoundation.org. We're going to talk about that. He's also involved in a sister group, if you will. He's the chairman and founder of the
Live Mana Worldwide
Live
Foundation.
Mana Worldwide Foundation. I'm getting kind of tripped up on this mana. He's also the multimedia guru, if you will. He's involved in a podcast network. He does his own show. He's a producer. He's a talk show host. He's an author. I'm going to quit on his credentials. Welcome, sir.
Well, hey, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
How did you get involved with both groups first?
Well, the Live Mana Worldwide Foundation was a childhood vision that I had. And, what I saw, I never believed was possible. But when COVID hit, I heard God say, go. And I knew what it meant. And all of the different things that I've learned working in entertainment, all things media, it was time to form a foundation that helped elevate the voices for the voiceless. The George Floyd riots, we live in Minneapolis. Actually, I didn't live in Minneapolis when that started, but that's what made me feel led to stay. And it was also part of the motivation for starting this foundation and multimedia broadcast network, again, to have a place for voices for the voiceless to be able to have their voices heard. Because, unfortunately, the right voices aren't being heard in the media right now. So our mission is to elevate those voices of truth and the voices that are going to inspire hope and inspire people to make change.
So you're saying you want to elevate me. Is that what you're saying?
I want to elevate everyone I work with, sir. Everyone.
Excellent. I appreciate it. So that's your organization. But step back a little bit and tell me about the vision when you were a kid then. Because I think that's critical to understand, at least in summation, to understand what you're doing, right?
Yeah, so without getting a bullet too out of control, the vision started after being molested by two men. And that's a lot of my story starts there. But nonetheless, I got a vision right afterwards, and it was God showing me what I would be doing. Well, if you've seen The Terminator, I started dreaming about where we were going. In other words, the battle with Skynet and the singularity. And so and everything that I was started seeing, it didn't make sense to me. I didn't understand it, and I didn't understand it till years later. But that said, the battle that we are getting ready to face, where it's the cyborgs versus humans, like, I believe with everything in me that's where we're going. I know that sounds a little nutty.
Say that again. I just want you to be clear. Where are you saying we're going?
I'm saying that we are heading into a world where it's going to be the cyborgs, or people that have merged with technology, which is biblical, merging with technology, the people that are part machine and humans are going to be, that's going to be the next battle we face. The civil war that we're going to go into, the one that we need to be paying attention and equipping ourselves with, is the robot war.
And are the cyborgs these dumbed down people that just act like drones and zombies, or are the cyborgs these people that are intelligent, that they can live forever, and they're elitist? Who are they?
I believe part of it starts with people that took the vaccine.
Ouch. I don't want to be
if you look at so if you look at the mRNA technology.
Yes, sir.
I have a book that's really interesting. It's called Illuminati Secrets of Mind Control.
Yes.
And it's the playbook from the Illuminati of how they break down victims to become their mind control pets. So you see what's happening in Hollywood. You see a lot of that symbolism and hear people talk about that. How these victims are broken down is very, very similar to what happened with me. And that's also how I got involved with this human trafficking organization, You Are My Light Foundation.
All right. Well, this is very dear to me. So when you were a kid then, were you groomed for this, or was it just abuse straight out?
I was groomed.
All right. I bring that up because it's important. 99 out of 100 is a grooming process first. It's a manipulation process.
Absolutely.
As it continues. And then it's a guilt trip. Danger, scare the crap out of your fear process to maintain, right?
Well, there's a part of that, but the breaking down period takes a long time, and it's a lot of fear, it's a lot of starving, it's taunting, it's splintering and fragmenting the personalities. Like, I have six dominant personalities that I'm aware of. Now, my wife says I have a few more. I've taken each one. Like, I would say that I'm an expert in dissociative identity disorder only because I'm one of the few people that have come out on the other side and thrive with it. Now, you don't hear many people talk about having multiple personalities and thriving, but for me to get there, I had to take each personality on its own healing journey. So you imagine we all go through a hero's journey, if you will, where we all get to heal. We all experience some type of trauma in our life that we get to overcome so that we teach the people that the teacher behind us, we teach them how we overcame. That's part of our role, part of how we get to use our gifts to be a blessing to others, why we are here on this planet. So I'm not like a victim. Like, I look at my trauma that I experienced, that I went through, I look at it as a blessing now because of what I get to do now. But those personalities, for me, four of the six are actually kind of nice. They're different. They're weird. But nonetheless, two are evil and they scare the crap out of me. But that's part of it. So in this book, they talk about all of the different types of alters. One of the most famous alters of all. And if you think about this, I want you to think about the music industry, these pop stars, Britney Spears, Beyonce. What'd they do when they first came out? They loved God. It was all about God. They were happy. It was bubblegum, this and that, rainbows and unicorns. But then what happens?
First, they start out as kids that are put on the stage, though, to divorce themselves from their childhood reality.
Right.
That's first. Then coming out, they're very pure. They evolve. They talk about God. Pretty soon, they turn into these sex goddesses and go the other way.
It's part
of the pendulum swings. It's all by design.
It's right. Those are their altars. And one of those altars, and it's a very dangerous altar, but it's also a powerful altar, is the Christian altar. because the Christian altar is programmed into these victims. And now the danger for the programmer, though, is that that is the one thing, if they program that altar into a human being, that is the one thing that may free them later. The people that try to escape, they escape based on the love of Jesus. It's pretty wild.
Did you have to escape?
No. No, I got free. So my programming was different. I'm not in the Hollywood. I wasn't programmed in the Hollywood world. I was programmed in a different way. So I don't want to spend time on that.
Yeah,
what I
okay.
want to talk about.
But I want people to know, though, there are different ways, though. The Hollywood stuff is not the only way.
It's not the only
ways
way.
Are legion, ladies and gentlemen.
It's just like human trafficking. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Like, I'm amazed in this place that we're all at right now.
Yes.
People are coming by our booth talking about human trafficking. There's people that don't actually believe it's a problem.
They're
like, these girls sign up for it.
No, dude, that isn't right at
that's,
all.
That's maybe like 2% of the population, but everywhere around the world has a
different story. 2% of the population, though, might sign up for it voluntarily because what they have at home is so brutal that they think it's better until they're in.
That was my, and for me, that was my case.
All right.
I willingly went into it.
As you can tell, I don't know anything about it, but I probably know more than the average Joe, right?
Yeah, you know quite a bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, this interview is literally hard to even go through. It's so brutal. Sex trafficking is real, pervasive, everywhere, and we must work to stop it.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, we got this interview with Joshua Berglund talking about sex trafficking and the abuse. He was an incredible victim. He wrote a book called The Devil Inside Me, to articulate how he was groomed, abused, became a victim, and then eventually became a perpetrator. He broke free from it. He stands against it in all that he's doing now. His story is riveting. The interview from Freedom Fest continues. Let's talk about this, though.
Yes, sir.
As you started to heal, as you started to take your personalities on these journeys for healing, your wife says that the personalities still exist.
Oh, they do.
Is there a way to blend them to where they don't exist and you're just Josh again?
I believe with everything in me that when that's time, God will heal that. But so here's the thing. I do the work. I turned my life around 6 years ago, and every single day of my life, and even throughout the day, I do the work that's necessary to keep me on the path that God wants me on.
Yes.
The one that I want to be on, because that's that's the only way I've seen God's promises come true.
I understand.
And it's very, very important to me. That doesn't mean that I don't make mistakes. It doesn't mean that I don't slip. It doesn't mean I'm not all the way healed. That said, I thrive. I'm living the life of my dreams, and I come. My book, The Devil Inside Me, is the most, well, I'll let people be the judge. We have a movie that's winning film festivals now. It's my wife made it. It's absolutely amazing. But that shows just how far gone and how far evil I was. I did a lot of bad things to a lot of people, did a lot of evil things. But God got a hold of me, and it's been a miracle. That said, God getting a hold of me and God changing my life wouldn't mean a daggum thing if I wasn't committed to doing the work every single day.
I understand.
Because it takes
it's a partnership
that to
with God based on agency.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this question. How long have you been married?
We got married on Christmas.
Last year?
Yeah.
Oh, so
yeah.
You've barely been married.
Yeah, barely.
So has she had anything to do with that journey you were on?
I was already on the journey before we met, because, like I said, it's been a six-year process. But that said, when she came into my life, God moved mountains to move me to Minnesota. I left L.A. to go to Minnesota. And after the riots, like I said, I felt led to stay. But what I've noticed with her is she's helped me heal parts of me. Like, for instance, being in crowds like this is very, very difficult because I don't know who's behind me. And there's little things that happen in crowds that could make me switch to an altar, which is kind of scary. But because of her and her teaching me how to have relationships and learning how to love and learning how to have grace, learning all of these tools that I never had before, now I can function in environments like this sober. Because for the longest time, for me to be around people, I needed to be medicated in some way, and it was usually with an illicit substance.
Sure.
Because it would make me, I could feel safe or at least numb my mind enough to make me think I felt safe.
Sure. So going forward then, is it hard for your wife to deal with these personalities? Has she had any experience with this stuff?
She's seen the monster, and she's learned how to deal with it in a way that the monster's actually scared of. And I'll tell you the secret. Anyone out there that's suffered tremendous abuse, I will tell you this. Boundaries are going to be your I mean, the Lord is the Savior. But as far as on this earth, you keeping and maintaining boundaries and not letting anyone penetrate those boundaries are what will keep you safe. It's what will allow you to thrive, and it will help you have a functional relationship where you can thrive together. And our relationship thrives because she sets boundaries that I'm scared. And here, my instinct is to squash her boundaries. I'm scared of her boundries.
Tell me about the boundaries. What do you mean? I know what you mean, but I want to dig in a little further.
Even if my voice twinges, and this gets annoying, don't get me wrong. If my voice twinges with a little bit of agitation towards her or directed at her, she shuts it down like right then. You're not going to talk to me that way. And it just looks me in the eyes, and I back off. And I could give you a million different examples, but what she does is, if she sees that my temperament is about to change, or she can feel that I'm going to switch, she addresses it immediately. Or sometimes if she feels something more sinister coming on, she'll come and put her hand on my chest, and it's actually the sweetest thing. I'm going to cry even saying it, but she'll put her hand on my chest, and she'll say, "Come back to me. Come back to me. Come back to you. I need you." And it's like a miracle.
Many people don't know when they're different personalities.
No.
Do you
I
know?
Can switch and never know. Now, I can feel sometimes coming on, which has been a huge blessing over the last year to learn and to be able to feel it. But I can't get it every time. But that's why, like, one of the things that the way it allowed me to thrive is I kind of live in a bubble for the most part. And she serves as a protector for me. She helps me communicate.
So you don't know when you switch?
Not all the time, no.
Does she know?
Yes, every time.
And does she know how to relate to the different personalities?
Yeah, she loves all of them except one.
Which really means, in many ways, that all of them except for one are really parts of you. Maybe exploited parts, maybe parts that are trained wrong.
Sure.
We got to untrain those trainings. But really, it means that they're really elements of you, though, aren't they?
I don't know. Some of them would be kind of weird because, for instance, they all have different sexualities.
I understand.
Which is complicated.
But there are parts of all of us, though, that have some...
I can agree with that.
Some element of that. It doesn't mean that that's what you are, but the reason men have some feminine traits and everything is so they can relate to women, and et cetera. It's the exploitation of that that becomes the problem.
Sure.
Right? It's the manipulation. So if you study psychology, everybody has this side to them where at first you think nice thoughts, next thing you think crazy thoughts, and somehow there's a man in the middle that says, okay, now hold on, put those thoughts that are crazy into reality. I know I want to punch the gas and run this person down, but I'm not going to, you know, okay? But it's the manipulation of that balance that causes these, in my opinion, stealing of natural tendencies and capabilities and twisting them into perverted personalities. I actually know quite a bit about psychology.
Very cool, man.
So I asked that because I think it's important to understand that a lot of these things are part of you. It's okay to acknowledge the part of you. That doesn't mean that you got to embrace the manipulated portion of that, though.
Oh, I don't. Listen, I only identify as how God sees me. I only give power to that. That said, I don't hide from DID because I get to wear it. The way I get to use my experience with DID is a way that empowers others and helps. My whole goal in life is to go into hell and bring people out because I know what hell is. And as far as what you're talking about healing and the different parts, the way for me, the most powerful thing that I ever did was isolate for a year and learn how to retrain my triggers. And then I would purposely go to areas that would normally trigger me, or I would purposely go into situations that would normally trigger me.
Yes, and you want to test
your response. But mentally prepared for it so that I could go back in it and say, this has no power over me, and it overcame it. And I've had to do that with about 150 different things.
I understand. Ladies and gentlemen, Joshua is driven to elevate the passion, purpose, and mission of those who have been shunned from society. That used to be you, right?
Oh, it was me. Still am to a most
And now
part.
Your goal, though, is to say, hey, there is a way out. There are solutions. There is hope. Whether you've been labeled a misfit or not, whether you're an outcast, whether you are a so-called degenerate, as some would say, whatever, everyone should have the opportunity to make their dreams come true. And you
That's
are
right.
now on a mission to help that happen through your organization and the partnership organization that you're representing right now.
Yes, sir.
You are mylightfoundation.org, right?
Yes, sir.
So tell me how you guys go about this now. I wanted to dig in so that people understood you and what made you tick, because it makes your work so much more meaningful if you do, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So with that in mind, then, you've lived it, you've eaten it, you've drunk it, you've 24/7 it, okay? But now you understand it well enough, though, to make a difference. How do you guys do that at the foundation?
With You Are My Light Foundation, so the trafficking victims that... The victims that have been rescued.
Yes.
9 out of 10 go back. Because
they
know
nothing else, and because they can't overcome the triggers and things that bring them back. It's all by design. It's occult, satanic programming, and the triggers bring you back, right?
It's exactly right.
All right.
And again, the devil you know is better than the one you don't. And there's so much fear that's placed in them. They live in fear.
And they're actually trained to believe that they're the cause of it all.
Yes.
Is why they're there.
That's
because
exactly right.
Because of you and because you're the cause, you're just no good, evil, nobody. In fact, it's, you can't get out of it because it's you. And they make this so holistic to where it is very difficult to teach the truth.
Listen, to this day, I'm still more comfortable in the darkness than I am in the light. Even though I am light, I carry the love of Jesus in me everywhere I go. But guess what? That doesn't mean that I to this day, I would still rather be around homeless people, drug addicts, murderers, and killers to be there because I feel like those are my people. And I know that sounds weird, but those are the people that I believe are God's warriors and the people that can turn it.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, imagine a guy that says he's more comfortable around killers and misfits and drug addicts and what a life they teach you to live in the satanic cults of sexual perversion and sex trafficking and manipulation and grooming. We got to reject it. We got to take this serious. It is real. Interview with Joshua continues.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic title.
I took a step back because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured. It's been really stressful, this Olympic Games. I say put mental health first, because if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself, because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are.
The American gymnastics star withdrew from Thursday's all-around competition to focus on her mental well-being and not an injury, as first reported by some American media outlets. Jake Elzey defeated fellow Republican Susan Wright in a special runoff in Texas' 6th Congressional District Tuesday night. Former President Trump backed Wright in the race. Elzey, who won more than 53% of the vote, with nearly all precincts reporting. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
President Biden in May.
Let me repeat, if you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
The CDC flip-flops again. Dan Naraki explains.
The CDC announced Tuesday that it was adjusting its recommendations when it comes to mask wearing, saying that people in areas with high rates of COVID transmission should wear masks in indoor public settings, even those who are fully vaccinated. Former acting director of the CDC, Dr. Richard Besser, says he hopes the agency's reversal breeds more trust in the CDC's processes. He tells ABC News that the agency adjusted its guidance based on newly obtained data.
CDC, just within the past several days, received data to show that people who are fully vaccinated may be able to transmit this virus to other people. And they've acted on that. This data came out of outbreak investigations that they're conducting. That, to me, is a good sign.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Ladies and gentlemen, the CDC flopping all over the place on masks. You don't have to wear a mask. That's what Fauci said at first. Then you do. Then they're like, you don't if you're vaccinated. Now you do. Well, if you are vaccinated, you can still give people the illness, ladies and gentlemen. Does that mean you have the illness? And if you don't have the illness, but yet you can give it to everybody, what does that say? How are we going to detect if you can give it to somebody if you don't have it? So they're playing games. The vaccines don't work. More and more evidence to the truth. They want you to have greater trust in the CDC. That makes me have less trust big time. What a disgrace. What a shame. Flip-flopping on masks once again, mandating everywhere, denying agency from people, government out of control, violating our God-given inalienable rights in the Constitution, violating their oaths of office and the checks and balances and the restrictions of jurisdictional power, etc. They're absolutely making fools of themselves, and more evidence literally proves it. All right, back to this interview with Joshua Berglund.
People that can turn it around, and those are the people that are going to help set other people free. That is why it's so important for each and every one of us to tell our story, to get our story out there, because you don't know the impact that it can have, and your secrets are actually your gift to the world.
Amen. Now, so you people get rescued,
yes.
And then they have a long, hard journey, so they don't end up back where they started.
Where our organization fits into this is not only are we a part of the detox process, but we're also part of providing the mental health care. Now, once they are rehabilitated, and the safe place for them to be, once they are rehabilitated,
the other function of the You Are My Light Foundation, You Are My Light Foundation, is that we provide the skills and the training. So where I came into this, our foundation came into this, being a nonprofit media and multimedia broadcast network, is to teach, because in the new world, if you don't know media, you have no chance of surviving. Like, knowing media is the one thing to keep you ahead of the robots. It's so, so important. Like, we're building the digital Noah's Ark right now, which in the Underground Railroad. And what that's for is it's going to be the last line of defense against AI. So this, what we are doing with You Are My Light and all of the victims that are there, we are teaching media. Because that means if you know media, your intellectual property becomes monetizable, every bit of it. Because it doesn't matter. Like, even now, if you're a plumber listening to this, you need a podcast and a TV show, period. Because we're all going to be media independent media organizations in the
plumber,
new world.
You should call your podcast Lookout Below.
That's right. Beautiful. So we are all about the rehabilitation and the teaching and training so that they can go on to have a life that they dreamed of, the life that they were created to live. Before the trauma happened, this is going to be what helps these victims not go back, but get back and to live the purpose that God created them for.
And after you reassociate your triggers, ladies and gentlemen, in other words, your responses to triggers need to be erased and reassociated. When that happens, then they say it's a month of sobriety, stability on the normal track of life, if you will, for every year of the abuse and time that you've gone through. Is that a realistic statement?
Man, I would. That's a month.
A month,
it's been
for every
years.
Year. Right?
If you're somebody that has DID, like, look, I've been through deliverances and exorcisms and all kinds of stuff. That may have helped a little bit, but the fact is this: I don't look at it. I don't set out to be healed. I set out each day to be a little bit better and to do the work that's necessary. I know in time that I'll be healed, but to put months on it or a year or two. Man, I work harder than 99% of the people I know, and I'm still not out of the woods yet, and it's been 5-6 years. So the point is, it's a commitment to the work.
How long was the abuse, though?
The abuse that happened to me or the abuse I did to myself?
Both, because it's all really, to some degree, one and the same.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with that. From the age of 7.
I don't want to say you're not responsible for your actions, but I am saying there's a blurring there with satanic indoctrination, okay?
For sure. I agree with that 100%. So from the age of 7 to the age of 36.
Yeah, so 20 years, basically.
Yeah. All right. A lot of time.
20 years, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm telling you that it takes 20 months, a month for every year, just to be able to live normal on a day-to-day basis. It doesn't mean you're done, but it does mean that you can start to say, this is me now.
The work is worth it. For anything you want to do in life, the work is worth it. But for the people that suffer with, like, the hell of BPD, borderline personality disorder, DID, bipolar, schizophrenia, any of that stuff, the work is worth it. Because I swear to you, because I know, that's what I want to talk to you guys, if you're out there listening, whether you think you have it or you know you have it, here's the fact. The work is worth it. You can live the life that you are destined to live. It is not... It actually will become a superpower once you get on the other side of it. It becomes the greatest gift you will ever have because of what it allows you to see and what it allows you to be for other people. It's so important that you just take the step in faith and trust that there's something better for you. There's there's something better for you. And it matters because God created you for a reason. Even though you experienced all of this trauma and all of this abuse, like, you're not a waste. Your purpose is great. In fact, I would contend that your purpose is greater than most because of the hell you went through.
You are a son or daughter by heritage of the Almighty God.
Amen.
And the Bible calls it the offspring of God, spiritually speaking. And so that's really important to understand who we really are. Now, as you help people out of this, then, it's a long, hard road, as you mentioned. It takes a lot of dollars and resources and stuff, though, too, doesn't it?
No.
No?
No. I didn't go see a freaking therapist. Screw that. I did it on my own. It was me and God. We did it. We do the work together.
But
I don't. It didn't cost me a dime.
What about helping people learn to get jobs and helping people learn to... You Are My Light Foundation, don't they help people with all the process?
That takes money and education. I was talking all about, right. I thought you were talking about for me. I was fortunate. I did this journey with just me and God. But you know
and
what?
Your wife.
Well, and now my wife, yes. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm just saying, but
go give her a hug now.
It's a long, hard road for people, though.
It's a hard road.
It takes money, it takes time,
it takes
love and support and resources, and it takes a framework, and it takes, as you mentioned, it takes these limits and kind of guidelines.
The safe house alone is an extraordinary expense.
Sure.
I was fortunate that I had a safe house, which was up in the hills in Beverly Hills, locked in isolation for a year. I was very fortunate how it worked out. Because I've lived my life in service to people for a long time, and I was gifted a place to stay, and that helped me get through a lot of the hell of it.
Yes.
But for anyone else in that situation, I mean, yeah, it's expensive to get into a safe house and be protected and know you're in a safe place. Because if you can't feel safe where you're at, all the other stuff doesn't matter. It all starts with feeling safe.
It's kind of like being homeless in that.
Yeah, that's
everything becomes a detriment, and everything, every little teeny leg up you try to get is great, but it doesn't help unless there's other things that support that. You still can't get a foothold on that ladder. You just can't. Right?
Absolutely.
I got a job interview. Where am I going to put my stuff? I need to take a shower to go to the job interview. But I can't. Well, I got a shower, great, but now I don't have any clean clothes to put on. Okay, it just goes on and on and on and on. The same is true here. Obviously, the elements are different, but the principles are reality, the same,
yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
And that's why it takes so much support, so much love. How do people get involved in helping you do what you do? They may not have experienced what you have, but we can still help, right?
Oh, absolutely. You can reach out to me directly, joshua@joshuatberglund.com. That's my email address. And then, of course, there's the youaremylightfoundation.org. You can learn more about that. We have an event coming up in Dallas, Texas, September 30th. That'll be televised. It's going to be a fundraiser. We have some amazing heroes of human trafficking. We have some success stories that will be shared there. It's going to be a special, special event.
And the money that will be fundraised will be used to do what? Help people out?
We are right now fundraising to build our first detox safe house.
And that's where I'm telling you it takes a little bit of time and money, folks. It's not free.
It's not free. But we've been very fortunate, too. What makes me really excited about this is not just our organization partnering with them, but also the other people that have partnered with us so far. It's an incredible group of people that we are just guaranteed success with this because of the powerful people that have all stepped up and volunteering and are giving their time to help this foundation grow.
I know I can never do justice to a subject like this in the time we have, Josh. But I've done my best to make it personal enough in your experience.
Amen.
But close enough to help people understand there is tremendous hope. Look at the proof in front of you.
Amen.
And then to say there are ways out and ways people can learn and help. It starts with education. It starts with a willingness to acknowledge and admit, and then education, and then to learn how to take effective action. I think that's kind of the keys to the exercise. What have I overlooked that you want to make sure people know?
I would like to offer this. I would like to offer to all of your listeners a free 30-minute consultation for any media needs. Honestly, you may not even think you need media, but I just want to offer a free consultation for anything, whether it's for your business or individual. You can reach out to me by email. I'm happy to visit with you.
It's hard to even know how to respond to interviews like that, huh? We need to help people escape, ladies and gentlemen, from this absolute abuse that's going on in big government circles, too. They won't admit to it, but think of the Jeffrey Epstein example to make the point. They protected him forever, and now no one's accountable, right?
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. We're listening to a sobering interview between Josh Berglund and myself regarding sex trafficking and abuse and how to get out of it, etc. Josh is offering counseling and support for those who need help.
Ask very, very simple questions, and I'm happy that none of it is going to meant to embarrass you, but my whole mission in life is to elevate everyone around me. And it's what we do as a service for free. I don't charge for what I do. But at the same time, I make my money from other places. I love being in service to people, and I want to offer you, and it only takes me 30 minutes or less. I would like to give you a free consultation, all things media. Happy to speak to you. Just email me at joshua@joshuatberglund.com. You can find out more about me at livemanaworldwide.org.
All right, one last thing. You mentioned your book. You're an author.
Yes, sir.
The Devil Inside Me. Give me a thumbnail of what it is, and then where do people get it?
It's the most honest testimony ever written. In other words, I wrote the book in a way that all of the people that I hurt, all the people that I did evil things to, when they read it, they would have no response other than, yep, that really happened. It is not meant for the converted. It's not. I'm not trying to convert people in the. I mean, I'm not trying to convert anybody in the book. I'm trying to be honest. I'm trying to show how far evil and gone you can be, and have your life turn around for the better. I'm talking jail 6 times. I'm talking HIV. I'm talking homelessness. I'm talking about mental illness. I'm talking about 6 overdoses. I'm talking about some dark evil stuff. I hold nothing back, and it's all meant to be honest. And to show how far gone you can be and still end up living the life of your dreams and making your life worth living.
And ladies and gentlemen, let's be clear. This book is a testament to part of the healing process for you. Writing this book,
yes.
Even though it might have been brutal along the way, is really a key to your healing to a great degree too, isn't it?
It was. That's an excellent point. I had to wake up some past demons to write this book, especially doing the audiobook and then voiceovering the movie. That said, facing that was like retraining my triggers, because I had to go back mentally to those dark places, but I was able to do it and come out okay on the other side. It brought me closer to God. It brought me closer to my wife. It was a very special experience, and it was the ultimate detox. It was like vomiting the rest of my demons up.
You can't hold it in forever, ladies and gentlemen. And the coming out, if directed right, is the healing. Believe it or not, I'm telling you, is the healing. I actually might know a little bit about this topic, ladies and gentlemen. Josh is with us. We appreciate all that he does. The book, again, is called The Devil Inside Me. It's brutal. You better be ready to read, folks. And, oh, man, if you can't handle it,
there's fun pictures in it, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes people can't handle it because of what it'll do to them. So you might have to read it in little stints, if you will.
Yeah.
Joshua Berglund is his name, ladies and gentlemen. You are my light foundation.org. Josh, thank you, sir.
God bless you guys. Thank you.
You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Yes, you are, ladies and gentlemen. It was a brutal interview, but you know what? I've taken on several interviews like this. We were at Red Pill, and I had a female doctor that talked about the abuse that she experienced as well in her life. and how these people have come out of these difficult grooming situations where they've been groomed and abused. And then the line between being the victim and being the perpetrator is blurred to the point where it's about impossible to understand. And what happens is these cult-like sex trafficking groups, organizations, people, whatever you want to call it, what they do is they make you believe that you are so far gone. You are so inculcated. You are so part of the system. Now that you become not just victim but perpetrator, there's no way back for you. No way back for you. And that's the satanic lie from the pit of hell that's told. Ladies and gentlemen, the redemption possible by the atonement of Jesus Christ is real. It is powerful. It can conquer all. There's nothing you can do that puts you out of the reach of the atonement of Jesus Christ. And I bring this up because a lot of people are deceived by this. A lot of people believe that there's just no way back, no hope for them. And Josh is a powerful witness that you can come back, that there is hope, that you can have dreams and work towards fulfilling them. You may not obtain all your dreams, but you can obtain many of them. And the reason I say that is when you find that turning your life over to God, letting him be the captain of your soul, if you will, you find that there are certain dreams that you may have had that you've decided aren't as important. Or there's certain dreams that you may have lost because of your health or your circumstances of the abuse. There's things that will always be out of your reach. But that's life. But if you let God be the captain of your soul, if you turn your agency over to him and keep his commandments and carry his love in your heart and in your soul, realizing your godly heritage, and in many cases realizing your American heritage, you will begin to understand and be empowered in ways that you cannot imagine. He can snatch you. Christ can snatch you from the depths of destruction. There's no doubt about it. And this is Josh's powerful testimony. Now, Josh and I aren't of the same religion, although we're both Christians, right? But we understand this powerful capability of the atonement. It is all-encompassing. It is not finite. It's an infinite atonement, ladies and gentlemen. And I spend time on this because really, in this world, it is a God-believing versus godless battle being waged. And you and I, the sons and daughters of Almighty God, are at the helm of this, at the precipice of this decision-making. Whom will be your master? Who will you follow? What will you do? How will you use your agency? What will be the focus of your life? What will you spend your days doing? Where does your heart really lie? And both Josh and this woman I interviewed a month or so ago, I could find it in the archives, but both of them talked about God led them to the place they are now. Both of them could have been dead multiple times. But God wants them here, I assume, for them to carry their powerful testimonies forward, that there is hope. What I find fascinating about this debate is, you know, people are trying to provide underground railroads. Tim Ballard and others are doing that. People like Josh are working in his organizations. That doctor was working with her own ways to try to help people out and to bring attention to this serious, real situation. And even government mentions it once in a while, but your congressmen and senators, they're not doing anything about it. In fact, rogue elements in the CIA and the FBI are literally heavily involved in much of this. You say to me, Sam, you say that without proof. No, I don't. We've talked about articles on the radio where literally we have the CIA and the FBI and some of these groups down in foreign countries where they're supposed to be stopping the drug trade. And it turns out they're partying with prostitutes. They all got caught doing that, right? Type in FBI, CIA, drugs, and prostitutes. And you will see what I mean. Okay, this is very serious, and I wish the government would stop it. The headline says how the CIA paid prostitutes to drug their clients. Wow. CIA involvement in Contra cocaine trafficking. All right. DE agents had sex parties with prostitutes. Washington Post, if you don't believe me. All right. Hired by drug cartels. Secret Service scandal, pictures of Colombian prostitutes. Hookers and blow, meaning cocaine. Colombian cartels funded sex parties. Yeah, drug enforcement agencies. FBI, CIA. Significant security risks. A new Justice Department report explains. Secret Service prostitution scandal. The CIA's five most mind-blowing experiments with LSD. Yeah. CIA agent says the agency could legally supply pedophiles with all kinds of drugs. Yeah, they ran a child trafficking network. CIA agent John Kiriakou. Sex tapes, FBI smears, and the double life. Wow, talking about Luther King, Martin Luther King Jr. Anyway, it goes on and on. And you wonder, Jeffrey Epstein. Bill Clinton was involved with him big time. Bill Clinton not even being touched for his, quote, abusive sexcapades. No accountability anywhere. The Me Too movement's not serious. The sex and drug trafficking isn't really being stopped by our government. Jeffrey Epstein, dead. Strange how. But no accountability on follow-ups has happened. Ghislaine Maxwell, what about her? She's supposedly in jail, but how come we don't have progress on the prosecution? How come we don't have information coming out in a transparent court? See, ladies and gentlemen, I pray for solutions here, but I don't see them. I see society just becoming more and more and more wicked. Now we're to the point where you don't even have the agency to choose not to get a vaccine. You don't even have a choice whether you want to make gay and lesbian paraphernalia, propaganda, whatever. You don't have a choice in that anymore. The courts are going to decide. Murdering babies, fine. It's my body, my choice. Not comfortable with the experimental vaccinations? Who cares? Says your government. My government. Our government. We the people are powerless to stop it because of vote fraud. Sounds pretty negative, doesn't it? It does until you turn to Almighty God and realize the atonement does encompass all that I speak of, all that Josh and I spoke of and more. There is hope. It is hope in the Prince of Peace, even Jesus Christ. It's hope in the atonement. The infinite atonement where Jesus Christ gave his life and rose on the third day, inviting us all to come unto him and have rest and peace as we drink of living water. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious. You can say, Sam, you've gone super religious on us. You may say so. But I will tell you that there are answers in this world, and we look to God, family, for those answers, not to government. And the sooner we start doing that, the sooner we take things out of the political realm, the better off we'll be as a society. Go listen to the first hour about morality with Alex Spicer. Then the second hour with Josh. And the summation is turning to God and family are the keys to success. That's where the real solutions are found, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. Hopefully it was worth your time. Hopefully you take a page out of the playbook that Alex and Josh have talked about. That you may make changes in your lives to where God can bless you, protect you, and heal your land. Each one of us can make a difference. It happens one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Archives are at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. Donate, spread the word, do all you can to help the sacred cause of liberty. Will you please? We're all about it 6 days a week, and on the Sabbath we rest. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.